Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1775. The topic is mindset and the title is Why You Don't Feel Like Working Out When Stressed. I hear this all the time and I just talked with one of my business clients. He's a personal trainer and we're talking through business, just try to do better in business and also take care of himself better, so how to balance all that stuff. And he's struggling right now with motivation. In our last consultation, we were talking through Zoom, and he said, I love to train, but I just don't feel like training lately. I love it once I do it, but getting myself motivated each day seems to be getting harder and harder. And we continued to talk, and he said, it's just wild. Like, I used to hear clients say, like, I don't feel like training. And he's like, what's wrong with you? You know, it's amazing. Why would you not? And now he's going through some crazy life stress, and he finds himself not feeling like training every day. And this is a new feeling for him. He doesn't like it. He's starting to question, like, does this mean I don't want to be a trainer? Does this mean I shouldn't train? Like, and it's going a little crazy, like he's getting a little too worried. And what we were talking about was that our expectations are that we will feel excited to train. The reality is that training is stress. Training is good for us, and we're often happy once we kind of get into it, once we do it, but we often don't feel like doing it ahead of time. The reason why is because training is stressful. Your body sees training as stress, just like a full day of work, like cooking and cleaning and doing laundry and running errands and doing all the other crap you don't want to do that you have to do every damn day. It's just more crap. The body sees it as, I am already stressed. I don't want more stress. So the body is not excited to train because it sees it as continued stress. I was thinking about this the other day. I was laughing at myself. Is when I get home from work, I like talking to Meredith, my wife, ask her how her day was, and we just kind of chit-chat about things. We kind of, you know, set a game plan for the evening, what things we still want to accomplish for the day. And I always laugh because as I start to talk to her, I immediately start to look for a seat. And what it is my body is saying, well, if you're going to stand here, if you're going to be staying in one spot, sit down. So my body is telling me, dude, you're not going anywhere. Put your butt on something. We're tired. The body is designed to reduce effort when stressed, when tired. So when I'm stressed and tired at the end of the day, more so tired than stressed, I'm blessed. I have a good life. I love my life. But when I'm tired at the end of the day, my body tries to find ways to sit on things, lean on things. It tries to get off of its own feet. And that's normal. So when our body, like when we're feeling stressed from work, from people, from life, your body is designed to tell you not to work out. Because working out is just more stress. You will not feel like working out when you're stressed and when you have a million other things to do. But we do feel good after we work out, right? We get a little bit of like a chemical high, you know, get some adrenaline, some endorphins. But also, you feel good that you took care of yourself. You feel good that you're pushing towards your goals. You feel good that you did it. We typically feel happy after we're training. But we don't often feel like training. So when I don't feel like working out, I remind myself that that's normal and I just gotta work out anyhow. You learn to work out even if you don't feel like it because it makes sense that you don't feel like it. It's not like your body's telling you don't work out and it's some premonition that if you do work out, something bad's gonna happen. It's not like that. The body's just tired, doesn't wanna do it because it sees it as more stress. And we just have to say, yeah, I recognize that, but that's normal, and I want the goals, I want my progress, I'm just going to work out anyhow. And then very quickly, once you get into working out, you feel fine anyhow, especially if you create a good environment. You get some headphones in, you get some good music, maybe you're training in an environment that you like, you feel motivated, maybe you have a poster on the wall, something like that. If you make a good environment, your body will often kind of get on board. If it realizes, ah, crap, they're doing this. They're doing it. I told them not to do it, but dang it, they're doing it. Once you get, like, irreversibly into it, the body plays along and it tends to go really well. So it's helpful for us to recognize that the feeling of not wanting to work out is temporary. And as soon as we start into the workout, we will feel better. And the results of us working out are permanent. They add up. They add up to progress and they add up to change. And as you get crazier in life and as life gets, you know, moving on forward, you're going to find that you likely will feel not like training more often than you feel like training. And that can be seasons of life. That can be years of life. It is the case sometimes. The more stress you have outside of your training, the more your body is going to view training as just additional stress. So it's good to know that, because it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. Doesn't mean you're weak-minded. You're literally just normal, and that's a good thing. Training is stress. So we want to train because it's what we know is best for us, not whether or not we feel like it. Train because it's what you want, not because what you feel like doing. If you don't feel like training, that's normal. Train anyhow. And you'll be happy that you did. So, if you don't feel like training, don't beat yourself up. Totally normal. Just do it anyhow, like the million other things that you have to do all day that you don't want to do, but you do it anyhow. We go to work because we want a paycheck, right? We do our laundry because we want clean clothes. We cook food because we want food to eat. Training is, unfortunately, when we're stressed and tired, it turns into one of those things as well, is you just have to do it whether you want to or not. But you do get a reward and you will feel good once you get going. Okay. So don't beat yourself up if you don't feel like training, but you do got to kind of do it anyhow. Okay? I don't know if that's motivational. I don't know what that is. But I just wanted to get it out there and say that it's totally normal. Stop beating yourself up. Just get after it. Put on some good music. Make a good environment. Make it enjoyable as much as you can. So once you get into it, you're excited and you're feeling good. Okay, if you have any questions, if you need anything, shoot me an email. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. And if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.